Welcome, everyone. This is show number 376.
We have some landscape features that you don't see up north, like mountain peaks and open bodies of water like Cook Inlet that reflect the light. So there's definitely some cool things here.
And this is the Home Base Travel Agent Show. I'm Barry Kantz. And Laureen Romero is our co-host, and she's coming right on up here in the interview portion of the show. I do want to thank all the listeners for stopping by and giving us a listen. It's really great to have you here at the Home Base Travel Agent Show. We really appreciate the fact that you are taking time out of your busy schedule to listen to us, the Home Base Travel Agent Show. So thank you. And if you want to find our website, the website is at hometravelagent.net. hometravelagent.net. And you can find the website there. And all the past shows, or most of them anyhow, I think they go back to show number 170. And there's a tag cloud, so if there's something that you're interested in, you can click on a tag and get to the shows that have that information within them. So give that a try. Also, sign up for our newsletter. And actually, the newsletter is just the show notes that we mail out to you when a show is produced. And it's a once-a-month mailing. We don't use it for anything else. And, well, if we do, it'll be something that's pretty important about the travel business or the home-based travel agent show. But generally, you can expect to get an email once a month containing the show notes for the home-based travel agent show. So go over to the website and sign up for that. Really appreciate that if you do. Also, you can drop me an email at Barry, B-A-R-R-Y, at hometravelagent.net. We love to hear from you. I do occasionally hear from listeners with questions. Comments about the show, and other good information. So please drop us an email. We really like that. Also, I want to mention that we are a NACTA affiliate, the National Association of Career Travel Agents. We are an affiliate of NACTA, and we're proud to be that. So I want to get into the interview portion of the show. I think you're going to find this interesting. This kind of continues our Alaska theme that we're going to have for probably the first 3 months of the year here, for the first three shows of 2017. We're going to focus on Alaska. Alaska is one of Laureen's specialties, and she has some great contacts up there that we have an opportunity to bring onto the show, and we want to do that. So without any further ado, here we go into the interview portion of the show. Hey, it's great to be with you. Actually, that kind of dovetails into a conversation that we had before pushing the record button. And part of that conversation had to do with living your life to the fullest. And guess what travel agents get to do? Well, they get to help people do that. Isn't that a great job? And our guest today is going to tell you, as a travel agent, how you can help your clients live their lives to the fullest as well, and your own too, if you of course want to take advantage of it, which we suggest you do. So anyhow, with that little bit of rambling on, I'll turn it over to Laureen to introduce our guest.
Excellent. Well, thank you, Barry. As always, it is wonderful to be here. Today we have this very fun guest. I've had the pleasure of having her on our show a couple of other times, and I'm excited that we're having her again. First time we had her on, and she will correct me if I'm wrong, we had her as a representative from Visit Anchorage, and she talked about all she knew about Alaska, the fun, to do your fullest while there, what a great resource Visit Anchorage is. And then, so proud of her, she took a leap of faith and became involved in her own business. It's called Alaska Photo Treks. And we had her on the show kind of a couple of years ago when she started doing this. It was a new adventure for her. And she was following her dream. Do a little bit of a follow-up with Jody Overstreet and see how that has transpired for her over the last couple of years. And I have a feeling that the dream is really, you know, taken fruition, and she is having fun and living the life. Turn the mic over to Jody to talk a little bit about her business and how she works with travel agents and why it would be beneficial for travel agents to bring her client, their clients to her services. So, Jody, tell us a little bit about your adventure, and let's see how we can help make travel agents understand what a great resource you are for their clients.
Oh, thank you, Laureen and Barry. It's great to be back again after, as you mentioned, the last couple of times with some pretty big expanses in between the times that we've talked. I think it's been just about 3 years, 2 or 3 years since the last time. And you're right. It was when I was just starting Alaska Photo Treks, and it has come quite far since then. We've been offering quite a few different services, including multi-day workshops and customized tours. But probably what's the most interesting for the travel agents is that we have a number of day tours that are really easy for travelers to get into, and very happy to work with travel agents to make that happen as well. Whether it's an advanced booking or even a short notice booking. And of course, there is an incentive that is offered for travel agents as well. Those three most interesting tours would be the Sunset Photo Safari. That is a summertime 4-hour tour that's departure is based on when the sunset's going to be. So it adjusts in about 15-minute increments each week, and it travels around the Anchorage area to some of the hidden gems, the most scenic photographic spots in the area. It is an instructional type tour. So not only do guests get to see some really great scenery, but they also are coached as much as they like on how to use their camera and how to maximize their Alaska photography experience. We do get a lot of non-photographers on that tour as well. That tour is May 1 through August 31, and then starting September 1 through March 31st is its fall and winter counterpart, the Twilight Photo Tour. And again, that's 4 hours with more autumn and winter scenes, and it is based on sunset as well. But probably the most desirable tour that we have is the Anchorage Aurora Quest. And that operates from September 1 through March 31st. And it's in response to the desire a lot of people have the world over to see the Northern Lights in their lifetime. And believe it or not, I know that interior Alaska around the Fairbanks area gets a lot of acclaim for offering Northern Lights, and that's well deserved. But Anchorage also sits within the Aurora Band or the Aurora Oval. We're at an optimal latitude on Earth to see auroras, and we frequently get good displays in our area as well. So this tour is designed to accommodate guests when they're here to hopefully fulfill that bucket list item. But that said, the auroras are not only Earth weather dependent, they're space weather dependent, so a lot of factors have to come in line in order for them to be viewable. And so the tour is designed to take that into account and to eliminate the risk that people might have with signing up for a tour, which means that we take reservations without payment. So, and guests can book space available, as many seats in advance as they like. We encourage people to book multiple nights. And that way, if the conditions are not optimal for Aurora viewing, the tour cancels with no penalty. So no payment unless and until the conditions are right, which means at our level, at least a 3 kp level and less than 25% cloud cover. So when people have a reservation, they're basically on a call list. And the day of the tour, they receive at least two notifications, one around noon and one around 6 p.m., updating what the conditions look like and whether or not the tour will run. By 6 p.m., if it looks like the conditions are going to be good, then we process payment then and schedule pickup times. And the guests are picked up at Anchorage area hotels and shuttled in a very warm and well-stocked, comfortable touring van to a nice, dark, scenic location where they can view and learn how to photograph the auroras. And maybe we even do some light painting or some portraits of the guests under the Aurora Borealis. So that is one of our most exciting new offerings And I do encourage people to look at that, especially if they're coming up. I do have guests as well that spend a little bit of time in Anchorage, and then they go on to Fairbanks too. So they definitely increase their odds of success. But the nice thing about auroras in the Anchorage area is that we have some landscape features that you don't see up north, like mountain peaks and open bodies of water like Cook Inlet that reflect the light. So there's definitely some cool things here.
So for you, I have a question. For you as a businesswoman, what has been part in the exciting adventure for you? You've come a long way. I remember when you were just a big thing, but you were doing the safari adventures. Now you've added on the Aurora Quest, which can be climax controlled. The universe is taking care of whether that's going to be doable or not. And it's essentially Aurora chasing. And I love that. How has this for you built you as a businesswoman in this kind of environment?
Well, I would say in this line of work, and, you know, it's kind of funny because in my past life, I was a ski instructor and ski school director. So I seem to keep choosing a pathway that has a lot of variables, but, you know, and so learning to roll with it, whatever the day brings is part and parcel of this kind of business. But it is fun to share that with guests. Of course, also living in Alaska, where we're known to have really variable changing conditions, not only from day to day weather-wise, but from season to season. The temperature changes, the daylight hours changes. So learning to adapt quickly is really important to thriving up here. And for travelers, you know, to help share that ability, that experience, to just roll and take whatever the day brings is a lot of fun too. In the summertime, I've had in the sunset photo safari, you know, sometimes it might be pouring out rain and I get calls from guests early in the day saying, is the tour really going to run? And I say, oh, yes. You know, I mean, sometimes if we don't go out in these conditions, we miss the best things ever. And I'll tell you what, there's so many times that we've run the tour where people thought, oh, we're not going to see anything. It's all cloudy. It's no blue sky and all of that. But we've seen things like a bear going after a moose, you know, and the moose running the bear up the tree. Or, you know, at the very, very end of the day when it's been pouring down rain, all of a sudden at the very last moment, the clouds all of a sudden break up and the most spectacular sunset shows itself. Or even when it doesn't stop raining, you know, we just give everybody umbrellas and we photograph the most beautiful, you know, alpine wildflowers with raindrops on them, you know, do some close-up detail work. So those are all things that you miss if you don't take a chance and just roll with it and deal with the conditions. And that definitely translates into my philosophy as a business person as well.
I know as a travel agent, I have clients on a regular basis. They want to see the auroras. That's, you know, why they would go to Alaska. And, you know, it's hard to try to explain to them. It doesn't usually happen in June, but, you know, it's weather and you need to kind of guide the clients.
Yes.
For travel agents.
Yes. Yeah. Unfortunately, there is no switch in the sky, you know, that we can turn on. Even when all of the conditions are optimal, we can get out there and still have a bit of time, you know, waiting for something to show up. But I'll be perfectly honest, in all of the times that we have scheduled tours, probably about 20% of them actually have auroras. But like I said, we don't take people out and charge them for something that they're not likely to see. And that's also why I encourage people to, if they really, really want to see auroras, to set aside as much time as they possibly can. If they have, you know, several nights or even a week, you know, that they could potentially go out each night, then they're going to definitely increase their odds of seeing the northern lights while they're at this latitude. And also, the thing that the interior of Alaska has over the coastal areas is that they tend to have a little bit clearer skies. If the auroras are active, we're likely to see them in both places, provided in both Anchorage and Fairbanks, provided there's clear skies. Being on the coast, we draw in a little bit more of the ocean weather. So, you know, if people really, really want to see auroras, I encourage them also to spend time up north as well as the Anchorage area. And I encourage people, too, to don't just plan a trip up to Alaska in the winter just to see the auroras. I think you could speak to this very well, Lorene. There's lots and lots of really great things to see and do in Alaska in the winter. And so there should be no problem in filling a schedule with all kinds of other tours and activities while waiting for the opportunity to see auroras at night.
Exactly, exactly. And you're absolutely right. There's so much to do. One of the things that I that Alaska tourism really is all year round. The cruise lines, which is one component of tourism, has for realistic purposes. However, Alaska is open all year round. Spring is absolutely gorgeous. It has lots and lots of opportunity for land only activities, as well as late fall after the cruise lines have closed ports and gone back to their other homes for the season. The Iditarod, which, you know, Jody, you helped introduce us to. I can't believe how long ago now it was. I'm thinking it's 5 years.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
But that's event in itself is a wonderful. All the Ferrandi events that tie around it, that is local. Countless amounts of things that, that people can do in winter. Now, is your business also open all year, or do you shut down for a little time of year?
Yeah, it's 11 months. I take April off. I don't really take it off. No running tours in April. Alaska has something to offer, as far as I'm concerned, every single month. It's wonderful. April is the one month that I like to compare. If it were a child, it would be a teenager. April doesn't know what it wants to be up here. It's not winter and it's not spring yet. The snow is getting rather tired and dirty looking, and the leaves haven't come out yet. So the palette isn't really great for photographers. So that's a good month to kind of switch gears from the winter operations to summer operations.
Well, and if you're already working 11 months of the year, guess what, Jody, you deserve a break too.
Well, you know, being in business, there's always all of the back end stuff that has to go on before. Yeah.
The promotion, the marketing, the updating of the website. And, you know, I don't know how many people, they put these fabulous and they go, oh, God, it still says May 2017 or 2016. It's just because we forget, oh, you know, it's really 2017 now. Oops, forgot to change that little date here and there. So it's a time to refresh, regroup, come up with new ideas. It gives you time to strategize, because I know that you 6, 8, 12 months in advance, you know, about what you're going to do in the future. And I love the fact that you have things that you do for day tours. Now, do you also contract to work with some of the cruise ships? If there's clients on cruise ships, do they get to experience you also?
Yes, actually, this will be going into the third year that we've run tours for Holland America for their Anchorage dockings. I do get a lot of independent travelers that are coming off of cruise ships, both in Whittier and Seward, but there is a specific shore excursion that I run here in Anchorage when the ship comes in here, which at least it's been the Moss Dam and Zandam. Yeah.
One of the dam ships. They refer to that too. It wasn't me who called them. They just call them the dam ships. So,
yes, one of those. Yeah.
So some of the things that I know that my clients have experienced with you and feedback that I've received from them, because I trust your ability and your to work with travel agents, and my clients come back to me with feedback with things like, you know, she gave me individual attention. She showed me how to actually use my camera and take it off of the man. She showed how to do the f-stops and the apertures and all the other important things that go along where you are learning how to actually use your DSLR instead of using your iPhone or Samsung, because they're completely different worlds. And that's one of the many things that I love that I hear back from my clients is, you know what? I actually got to learn how to use my camera. And they took it with them, but they only used it on your trip. And I think that's really very telling.
Well, hopefully the goal is, the goal is, you know, and I try and get people on the front end of their trips so that they get more comfortable with using certain settings on their camera and they can practice and have fun with it for the rest of their trip too.
I love the fact that you have here on your blog, you have talks about some of the things, and it's called bad weather photography. I like that because, you know, fun, sunny, and that you have different posts from different things about, you know, kind of teaching people how to do things, which I think is really good, and people should go phototreks.com to be able to get some more information, take a look at their homepage, take a look at Jody's blog page. She's got a page of classes, different tours, different things that she has to offer. Is it about 3 years now you've been involved doing this?
Yeah, actually the company is almost 4 years old now. This summer will be 4 years. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Do you have any future plan ideas that you could share with us? You know, maybe just a little bit.
Well, right now it's kind of fine tuning what is in the works right now. I have been expanding quite a bit into other regions, not myself personally, but I am getting more and more associate photographers on board that are people that are very talented photographers that have been living and working in Alaska for a long time, and they are specializing in certain subjects or certain regions, and they are offering opportunities for people to go out and experience photography with them. So yeah, I'm just trying to expand the footprint of the company in Alaska, and also just kind of set up a photography expert website that people can go to as a resource as well, as look for tours if that's what they want. So yeah, it's kind of just expanding on what has already been started and fine tuning and you know, finding what the needs of people, what they're looking for is, you know, that's related to photography in Alaska, and providing those needs for them.
Oh, it's perfect, because, you know, being a photographer and being on a vacation really go together. People want to create wonderful memories. And there's so much. One of my favorite things that you did when I took your workshop was when you showed how, and you were teaching us how to take a photo of the Anchorage City Line And it's not just a matter of click, okay, let's go. I mean, it's timing, it's, you know, getting all the f-stops and the aperture and every mind at ease on what you're looking for. And you're a very talented photographer, and it's wonderful when people share that knowledge and teach people how to bring that out in themselves. And for the travel agents who are listening to this, I really encourage you, when you're booking your clients, talk to your clients about some other things they may like to do when they're actually in Anchorage. You may find a lot of people really do have a talent for photography, and all they need is to have someone there to be able to mentor them. You've got the lovely landscape, you've got the beautiful environment, you've got the wildlife, but you need to have somebody who is a local that's there, who can take them to the right places, who can teach them how to fine-tune their skills, take them into the woods and teach them how to take, you know, what to do when taking a picture of just a walking bridge, how to photograph a leaf with a water drop on it. And these are all things that Jody can teach your clients. So.
Well,
does it sound like
I've
taken your workshop, maybe?
Yeah, you certainly have. And you're welcome to do again as many times as you like. It's always fun to have you along.
Yeah,
and I would just like to state, too, that even though our day tours, you know, our photography instructional tours, we do get a lot of people that come along as non-photographers. Usually they're traveling with somebody who's more interested in photography, but sometimes it's just people that are traveling with a little point and shoot or a cell phone camera and all of that. And, you know, the goal is to give something to everybody. There is a narrative along the tours that talks about non-photography items like Alaska's history, the environment and all of that. And for those that are just taking auto type shots, then of course there's the creative side of photography. So giving them some ideas for different points of view or composition to make more powerful images is fun. And plus they have a good time usually because they know we're going to some places that other larger tours don't get into. These are all small tours, so they get to see some of the kind of hidden favorite local spots. So it is fun for everybody. And definitely the Aurora tours, we get a lot of sightseers on that as well.
Barry, do you have some questions for our guest today?
Yeah, I was wondering, how many people do you typically have on a tour?
2 to 10.
2 to 10, okay. So a person will get a lot of individual attention and...
Yes. Yeah, that's the goal, like I said, to give something of real good value for everybody, no matter what level they're coming from, what level of interest, what skill level. You know, just make sure that everybody has something that they really enjoyed and can take away.
Then when you go on a tour, what's the typical distances that you travel, knowing that Alaska is pretty big?
Yeah, the Sunset Photo Safari and the Twilight Photo Tour, they travel about an 80-mile radius around the Anchorage area. So it goes a little ways down Turnagain Arm on the Seward Highway, and then diverts on up into Glen Alps and the Chugach Mountains, and then comes back down to the coast of Cook Inlet, typically. That said, there's no really, really set route. I mean, there's a loose route that's followed, but it changes according to daily conditions, the season, you know, what's happening. Sometimes we do stops at Potter Marsh. Sometimes we don't. We will definitely stop there when it's the migratory bird nesting season, and there's lots of really interesting things to see down there. But when it gets to a season where there's not as much, then we have other things. There's always more than enough to fill up the time frame. So, but we just adjust it for what's the hot thing.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, wonderful. Well, I encourage our listeners to give a new thought for clients when you're qualifying them and they're going to be going up to Alaska. Just give a little thought about what could make this trip stand out above the rest. talking with your clients, are they activity oriented? Are they folks who want to see some of the beautiful landscape of the wildlife? Maybe they want to bring some of those memories home on a camera and make their own memory. So give that some thought, and I encourage you to connect with Jody. She's from the tourism industry. She worked with those of us who are travel agents. She totally gets it. She knows how to work with agents and how to make your clients VIP special people. So Jody, is there anything else you would like to add before you sign off giving your information and website and any other way to reach you?
Yeah, the best way to reach me is at Jody, J-O-D-Y, at alaskaphototreks.com. And that's T-R-E-K-S with an S. And the website is alaskaphototreks.com. And my number is 907-350-0251. And I would be delighted to speak with any agents that are looking to send their guests my way.
Wonderful, wonderful. Thank you, Jody, for being on our podcast again. I'm really glad you were available, and I love your new topic. Barry, what is the best way for people to reach you?
Well, they can reach me at Barry, B-A-R-R-Y, at hometravelagent.net, and on Facebook at facebook.com/HBTAS. And Laureen, how about you?
My email is sharptongued@mac.com, and that's spelled sharptongued at mac.com. My personal Facebook page is Laureen R. My Sharp Tongue Consulting Facebook page is Sharp Tongue Consulting, and that's strictly business. The other one shows more of the personal side of me, my adventures in Sonoma County, my love and passion of all things local, and a lot of stuff about Alaska, oddly enough. And I encourage anyone who has any questions to feel free to reach out to me. I'm pretty personable and always happy to be able to help people and give work with travel agents if they have questions on how do I get my clients just not to be on a inside passage trip. Because it's a completely different experience having people on the land part and things that are much more customizable. Jody, as she mentioned, works with some of the Holland America trips, so you could book clients. How do people normally book with you that way? Do they need to book with Holland, or do you work with other companies like Shore Trips or other ways for agents to book for through you?
That's done through Holland.
It's done through Holland. That's okay. Yeah. They have plenty of people who are land-based who aren't involved in the cruise ships, and they now know how to reach you. So,
yeah. Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Well, thank you, everybody. Thank you, Barry. Thank you again, Jody, for being here. And I'm very excited for you, and you know that this has become your passion. You took the leap of faith to do your passion, and it's doing well for you. Good job.
Oh, thank you, Laureen. Always a pleasure to speak to you and Barry.
Yeah, thank you, Jody. It's been nice talking to you again.
Oh, thank you.
Well, thank you, Jody and Laureen. I really appreciate the opportunity to learn a little bit more about Alaska and about photography. What a great combination. So I want to mention once again, you can contact me at Barry, B-A-R-R-Y, at hometravelagent.net. And you can go to the website at hometravelagent.net and check out all the features there as well. So once again, I want to thank the listeners for being a part of our show. We really appreciate it and hope you've enjoyed another segment about Alaska and photography. So I would like to wish everyone safe travels, stay healthy, and we'll see you next month. Thanks, everybody.